This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Israel vowing to respond to Iran's drone and missile attack over the weekend. An aide to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said no final decisions have been made on the type or timing of that response. In the U.S., the National Security Council spokesman at the White House says many folks failed to understand what really happened Saturday, explaining what President Biden earlier referred to as a win for Israel.
It was just an incredible military achievement by Israel and, quite frankly, the United States and other partners that helped Israel defend itself against more than 300 drones and missiles. I mean, it's just an extraordinary example of military superiority that Israel demonstrated to the whole world.
Kirby on with NBC's Meet the Press Sunday. He says the U.S. has no interest in war with Iran. The Republican chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee says Israel needs to follow up this weekend's success.
Take out the facilities where these drones and rockets came from, and also destroy the manufacturing facilities that build the drones and rockets.
Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul on with CBS Face the Nation. President Biden has said the U.S. will not support an Israeli counterattack. Donald Trump set to make history as the first former president to face trial in a criminal case. USA's John Schaefer has more.
Jury selection for Trump's alleged hush money case, taking place in New York City, will begin on Monday. The accusation against Trump involves falsifying business records to conceal a hush money payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election.
If you haven't filed your 2023 tax return with the IRS yet, most filers have until 11:59 p.m. Monday night. Some, however, get an extra day or two if you live in Maine, Massachusetts, or Washington, D.C., and that's due to observed holidays. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Federal prosecutors in Los Angeles say it is a cut-and-dry case they have against disgraced former L.A. Dodgers interpreter Ipe Mizuhara. He's charged with bank fraud for allegedly stealing as much as $16 million of superstar Shohei Ohtani's money and then using it to cover gambling debts.
In 2021, Mr. Mizuhara began placing sports bets with a group of bookmakers who were linked to an illegal gambling operation.
He says that continued through January of this year. Security will be high along the Boston Marathon route Monday. Police have issued a list of items that spectators need to leave behind. Those include backpacks and over-the-shoulder bags, including handbags, along with any liquid containers that could hold a liter of fluid. The ban also extended to suitcases, large packages, coolers. A24 Studio has its biggest opening ever as Civil War topped the weekend box office.
Bahamas. Set in an apocalyptic future in America, the movie earned an estimated $25.7 million in its debut. Godzilla X Kong: The New Empire finished second with $15.4 million, holding the top spot in its first 2 weeks. Holdovers Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, Kung Fu Panda 4, and Dune Part 2 rounded out the top five. Again, it's tax deadline day, 11:59 p.m. Monday, the deadline to get your return in to the IRS. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and the question is America coming to its expiration date? Well, the president and founder of American Faith says this is a crucial reminder in an age desperate for acceptance and tolerance. Phil Hotzenpiller, welcome as always. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Bill. Great to be with you again. And we are living in the times that try men's souls.
Amen.
I wish that was my original line there, but you know, it's a really good one.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's something with all things that are classic. They remain classic. It's like the word anointed words of God, right? They just ring true no matter what the era, whatever is going through. The truth is the truth. And in chapter 9 of your book, if I can talk about It's Midnight in America, that's just been released as of the 2nd of April, available now at all the usual places. You need to get your hand on it because this will bring into light what's going on, especially we look at what's happening. Drones and bombs bursting in air, attack now, Iran just full-blown going nuts. But that aside, there are ramifications here, not only in the Middle East, but in the West as well, because in your book in Chapter 9, you say America needs more blacksmiths. And when you consider the title and why you said that, it has historical application, because that seems to be the case with all these other nations before us whose expiration date, you know, ran about somewhere between 200 and 250 years. And we've got our 250th birthday, I should say, coming up in just a couple of years in 2026, right?
Oh, that's exactly right. And when you study history, you understand that you can learn a lot from it. And even the shelf life of nations seems to be something that's consistent. So the question is, can you turn it around? Can you do something with it? And I think that's the whole goal of the chapter, is to challenge us to really return the blacksmiths to the industry. And what do we mean by that? Well, the Philistines went in, and what they did was, when they attacked Israel, they were smart. They removed all the blacksmiths. So now they couldn't make weapons of war. Now they couldn't make agricultural tools. They couldn't sharpen the tools that they had. They were totally dependent on the Philistines. So think about this. They were dependent on a foreign government. And they began to control every aspect of their life, even down to the way that they would, and for them, agriculturally, how they would then produce food, produce income, produce stability in society. And I see that's what's happened to America. And some of the blacksmiths, Bill, are things like our Constitution. It's like preachers who preach the truth. It's like true news you can trust versus fake news. It's like stations like what you've got, and you're a blacksmith in the land. We need more blacksmiths in our land.
Amen. Yeah, there has been an abandonment of truth. That's the foundational brick. Everything else, it's just that black and white, that it's either the truth or a lie. And America has been hijacked, and you've got so much of the country that is listening to the wrong voices. They cannot tell the difference between the legitimate and the counterfeit, because they have opened up their minds in such a way that their brains have fallen out, Phil.
Yeah, it's so true. And, you know, growing up, my grandfather was a farmer. He farmed a piece of land from the time he was 13, because his father died, until he was 88.
Oh, wow.
And he made all his own tools. And he would take me out there in the garage, and he had a coal-fired, forging process, a blacksmithing. And he would make parts for his tractor. He would make chisels, all kinds of different things. And
could you imagine today's regulators, our government regulators, would have gone nuts over that, you know?
Well, you know, I got a feeling there's still a lot of good old boys in Missouri that are still they're still fueling those forging instruments.
I bet they are. Yeah, exactly.
But
well, God bless them.
The process, you know, and it is. There's a forging, the shaping and the heating of metal. I mean, that right there, you know, and it's kind of like that creative adaptive program that, you know, that a nation has to go through, and then trying to, you know, define that, you know, so we could almost think that forging was the founding of America, and then then the bending of it, trying to get it into the right shape, you know, and then trying to get cohesive, you know, and we saw that cohesion come together as a nation, you know, only to be divided during the Civil War. And then finally the finishing, and we say, hey, we've got something we like here. And now we're going back, and it's like where people want to stick the metal back into the, you know, into the fire and say, we don't like this great experiment that we have called a republic. And that's where I see what's happening.
Right. Well, the thing is, the difference is that back in the early days, as they were developing these ideas, the consistent thing was they were connected to God. They were praying to God, asking for wisdom. Same thing like Israel. When Israel went and took over the desert barren land that was given to them in 1948, that nobody else wanted anything to do with, the Arabs said, who wants that land? That thing's a mess. It's nothing. And then Israel is connected to God during this period of time. God is giving them wisdom and direction. And look what happens. They turn it into an incredible piece of property, so much so now the Arabs are going, that's mine. What are you really serious? Right?
That's so true.
So you got brilliance and wisdom with God. You decide, oh, I'm not going to depend on God anymore. And now these knuckleheads are trying to reinvent the wheel all over again, as if they're some kind of geniuses. It's no wonder what we're hearing from the skies is laughter from God, Phil.
Well, that's true. You know, and I love that concept, because it does say that, you know, in Psalm 2, he who sits in the heavens shall laugh as he brings the nations into derision.
Yes.
You know, and you don't think about God laughing, you know, sometimes. You think about, you know, kind of somber, you know, reserved, you know, and happy, sad, kind of like your infant, you know, happy, sad. I'm mad, I'm happy today. No, sometimes he's laughing.
Exactly.
You know, and I love that. I love that dimension of God, because he is a person. And and when you think about the three persons of the Trinity working in harmony and trying to really put us in the right position, right place as a nation, it's exciting to me.
Well, it does. And it brings some sense of, like you said, you know, we don't know God because we don't really think about this. But that we're made in his image, Phil. I mean, the idea that we're made in his image, I mean, yeah, with all our crazy characteristics and humanity and that sort of thing, I mean, it's still part of the Father. it's just a little bent. It's been put in the fire, you know, as you said, as you illustrated earlier, it's been put in the fire and reformed in a way that's compromised the integrity of what God had intended when he wove us originally in our mother's womb, right?
Oh, that's exactly right. Yeah, you've got it. And we want to turn this thing around.
Well, the only way it's going to happen, either Jesus comes back soon, or we have, like you and I have been talking about forever, Phil, a Nineveh moment where the word of God, I mean, like Nineveh, and we're going to talk about this for just a moment, because Nineveh really gives us an example and sets the stage of if there is going to be a movement of repentance, then maybe we look to Nineveh. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
He's the president and founder of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California, Phil Hotzenpiller, who's all over the place. I mean, everybody's loving this book. Phil, I've talked to people who have interviewed you, and they're just so impressed. I said, well, I told you this guy knows what he's talking about. And they love what you have done with It's Midnight in America, because so much is happening in our world right now, and they're going, okay, we're hearing last of the last days signs. How do they reconcile with the culture of America and what's happening in the world? You know, we talked in the first segment briefly about what's going on in Israel. You got bombs bursting in air. You got hundreds of drones attacking Israel right now. Iran is finally saying, hey, I'm going head to head. And, and you wonder where the administration is. I mean, here they've been doing everything they can to block Netanyahu, and even these European nations, look at this thing could get out of hand real fast if they don't come in and support. But, as before, we've known that, it's not of real benefit for these neighboring Arab nations to come after Israel. They've gotten their butt kicked more than once historically, have they not?
Well, and that's it. You know, Arabs don't win wars. That's what you have to remember. They're just not good at it. A lot of it comes down to culture. So part of the military culture among the Arab nations is one of they don't want to admit that they've made a mistake. Mm-hmm. So if for example, they're losing ground, let's just put it in vernacular, a sergeant will not tell a lieutenant because he wants to save face, so he will get overrun. There's been extensive white papers done on why Arabs can't win wars, and this is part of what goes on there. And so
that explains. So that explains how we got Joe Biden. Joe Biden's really an Arab. That's what you're telling me.
Well, he could be, but I want to make it. I want to show you how.
Okay,
it works.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, now Iran is not Arab, but they have that same Middle Eastern mindset, and it goes like this. They shot 99% of everything that they launched at Israel was deflected, destroyed before it ever hit the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they said we accomplished our goal. What did they do? They hit one obscure part of one little base that did virtually no damage, and in the process, shrapnel hit a little girl, and they call that a success. And they launched no telling how many. Hundreds of million dollars worth of,
exactly.
of rockets, and they couldn't penetrate it. But you see, they're saving face. They said, "Oh, it was successful."
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, it was a abysmal failure. You know,
exactly.
it was like buffoons went to war and didn't know what they were doing. Now, retaliation is going to be the interesting thing. Retaliation will happen. Now, we just don't know what it's going to look like. It's not going to be. I'm going to give you a prediction. It's not going to be a bunch of rockets flying through the air. It's going to be something that's going to go wrong in Iran in the next 6 months. They're going to have a malfunction. They're going to have a breakdown. There's going to be a cyber attack. Something will happen. I can guarantee that much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd put money on it. I agree with you, because you're going to have the hand of God coming in. That's what's happened time and again. I mean, you look at the Six-Day War, Phil. There was no way Israel was to win. They were, outmanned, I don't know, 10, 15 to 1 or something? I mean, it was, the numbers were incredible. And, and Israel won. And the only thing you can look at it is say the reason is because you were coming after the apple of God's eye. And God intervened. And most Israelis, especially were there at the time, had to see this as a miracle. It was the hand of God once again.
Yeah, I believe so too.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of our members is actually stationed there with the State Department in Jerusalem and sent me a video of flying in the air. And the next morning he said, well, it's all over. I guess they ran out of money.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, they'll probably ask Biden for a loan. The way this goes, sadly. Yeah, I know. I was just talking with Cheryl Chumley, and she just got back. She was there, for 15 days in Israel at the floor. And it was interesting to hear her perspective and to square up, the falsities that were being delivered by the mainstream media. that were very anti-Israel and opening people's eyes. And still, there's even conflict, Phil, about, you know, Christians there in the Gaza and what's happening. And you've got a Lutheran priest there who is saying that people are leaving because of the constriction of Israel. But you're going, wait a minute, you know, that to me, that's a bit of narrative. I think people have been leaving because they keep having these knife intifadas. When I was in Israel, we couldn't go to Bethlehem because there was a knife intifada breaking out, and you had Arabs, stabbing Christians and burning down churches. Well, you know, to me, you got to take it in context. And some of this narrative is being bifurcated in a way to support this sentiment that the poor Palestinians, you know, that they're being oppressed. Well, they're being oppressed by their own leadership. I mean, they voted this leadership in that decided to, you know, cross and you know, break through the walls and go in and attack these innocent people. Innocent people, Phil, that just, you know, up until recent times, they were giving food, they were giving support, they were giving aid to the Arabs on the other side of the fence, to the Palestinians. And this is the thank you they get. And this is what Cheryl was talking about. She goes, Bill, I think, you know, this is one of those underreported stories that, you know, the media is not talking about, but, you know, it's the Palestinians. But the Palestinians, you know, I said, hey, look at during the demonstration after the attacks and everything, you had all these Palestinians on the street, you know, cheering them on. And clapping and praising these guys, kicking the breasts of women that had been cut off, and they were kicking them up the road like soccer balls. But no, they're innocent people, and we're supposed to have this, you know, super compassion for them, for the mess that they've created and they participated in.
Well, Plato said, he who tells stories wins and yeah. will rule the world. And the problem with, I was thinking about this, if the Palestinians had one little girl who had shrapnel injury, that little girl would be the poster child of the evil of Israel.
Oh, of course.
Israel, on the other hand, they don't control the narrative. And so what happens is the world, it always looks like Palestinians are the oppressed and bad instead of controlling the narrative. This is the same thing that happens with Republicans. They don't control the narrative. The Democrats do.
Right.
And so they put something outlandish out there, and they always put you on the defensive. When you get on the offensive, you can win, but you can't win on the defensive.
Exactly. Now, and this is where we are, like you said. Now, getting back to what we said earlier, I said, barring an end of a moment, Charles Finney says a revival happens when it's most needed. And boy, you look at our country, you look at the world, you say, Lord, bring it on. But we're on God's timeline, not our own. We can only pray that should God decide to tarry, that there would be that Nineveh moment that would come in where a spirit of repentance would fall upon the nation like it did in Nineveh. So much so, Phil. I mean, imagine the people were set up. I mean, you know, Nineveh, here it is, a big, prosperous city. I mean, you could think of Los Angeles or something. Everything all going hunky-dory. It's looking all great and everything. But they, in and of themselves, had to realize that they were messed up. Morally speaking, I mean, you had sexual perversion. They were killing their children. I mean, it sounds so much like the West today. And they had to know they were on thin ice. And the prophet comes in and gives them the truth. And they heard the message. So much so, they all put on sackcloth. And they said, that's not enough. Put sackcloth on the animals. And that's how deep the repentance went. And we can only hope and pray, should that be God's plan, that that would happen and that we would have that spirit of repentance that would fall not only upon this nation, but on the West and the world for that matter.
Oh, that's exactly right. And I think that you're right. That preparation was there because when things go so south in your life, you come to the place where I'm really ready to turn. Show me how to turn, how to change.
Yes.
And I think some of that's starting to happen in America.
Well, we can hope and pray. By hands, again, get your hands on Phil's new book. It's Midnight in America, available at all the usual places. Phil Hotzenpiller, the president and founder of American Faith and senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. Thank you, Phil. God bless.
Thank you.
Stirring fiber. exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
USA News Update. Thanks in part to conflict involving Israel and the Middle East, gas prices continue an upward trend. USA's John Schaefer.
AAA is reporting a roughly 20-cent increase per gallon of regular gas over the past month. The national average now standing at $3.63 a gallon. Experts attribute this rise to refinery maintenance and escalating tensions in the Middle East. They do anticipate further increases in gas prices as peak driving season approaches and the refineries transition to the more costly summer gas blend.
Drug shortages have reached an all-time high in the U.S. During the first 3 months of 2024, there were 323 active medication shortages. Some of the most concerning involved generic injectable medications, including cancer chemotherapy drugs and emergency medications stored in hospital crash carts and procedural areas. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We're going to be talking with a fashion and lifestyle expert, talking about spring wardrobe essentials. Yes, they are essential. You know, want to make sure that we keep you stylish no matter the forecast. April showers bring major outfit dilemmas for spring. The struggle to plan an outfit during spring's temperamental weather is real, as a matter of fact. And Millie Almodovar is with us, and she's going to share her top wardrobe staples for spring and rainy day outfit ideas. Millie, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me. And yes, you're absolutely right. You know how the spring weather changes. In the morning, it's cold. Afternoon, you're hot. Nighttime, yes, it's freezing again. But I have some looks and some tips that are going to give you confidence and ready no matter what the weather throws your way. Now, first, exactly, Bill, you got to get a classic trench. This is a, yes, perfect spring closet staple. It's going to keep you stylish, it's going to keep you warm, and it's going to keep you dry no matter what the forecast predicts. Okay,
right, right. Then I know when you say trench, I mean we go, wait a minute, we just got out of winter and everything, we thought we could put the trench coat away, but you need something especially for spring, right? Not the heavy winter, absolutely, type trench coat we're talking about, right?
Absolutely. You definitely need like a spring lighter trench coat, which there are many of them. Mm-hmm. Also, you got to layer. Layering is big right now just because of the transitional weather. Get yourself a denim jacket. Throw it over a lightweight sweater to account for changing temperatures. Now, if it gets too warm, don't worry about it. You can drape the jacket over your shoulders, and now you got yourself a classic, stylish, and chic look, right? Mm. Now, you can pair those staples with a flowy midi skirt or richly hued wide leg pants, you'll have a confidence-boosting look, and you'll look great for any weather, Bill, rain or shine.
Wow. Yeah, that's what we want, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So you know, all this is being brought to you, by the way, it's courtesy of Stitch Fix. Tell us about Stitch Fix, if you would, real quick.
Sure. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that finds items based on client style, size, and budget. Now, through a fix, you'll discover hand-selected items by stylists that match your unique taste. You'll get 5 curated pieces. You try them on in the comfort of your own home. The great thing is, shipping and returns, they are absolutely and always free. No subscription required. And Stitch Fix isn't just for ladies. It's also for men and children. So, Bill, go get you a Stitch Fix.
I think so. I mean, you're convincing me here. I mean, and it's more than just clothes. I mean, what, even down to your shoes, right? So, I mean, that you're
down
all...
Down to your shoes.
Right, exactly.
Absolutely, and, down to your shoes.
Okay, well, let's talk about, you know, let's talk about some more rainy day clothing essentials that are both practical and fashionable.
Yeah, well, if you're looking for pieces to keep you stylish despite April showers, Stitch Fix expert stylists have come up with some wardrobe waterproof tips to ensure that you're fashionable and functional, even on rainy days. So first, you want to look for materials that repel water or dry quickly and don't compromise your style. So think of a classic trench coat in a polyester or nylon material. So it's perfect for the out for the rain, but you can seamlessly pair it with your favorite trousers or just a timeless cotton button-down shirt. Now, Stitch Fix heard from their clients that one of the biggest style hurdles is, okay, what shoes do I wear during the rain? I don't always want to wear traditional rain boots. And you don't have to. Go into your closet, go get your chunky sneakers. Those are definitely waterproof. Or get some lug sole boots. These are going to keep you dry without sacrificing style. Now, Bill, no matter what spring weather brings, working with a Stitch Fix stylist is a perfect way to help you navigate the season with confidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, this sounds so cool to be able to have this kind of, you know, counseling when it comes to, you know, your wardrobe, and Stitch Fix goes a long way. I mean, this is, you know, for many, this is going to be a new experience and a process that they'll probably say, why didn't I do this earlier, right?
Right, and I think for a busy mom like myself, I'm a single mom of a 13-year-old son, this saves me so much time. Right? Because I have these 5 curated pieces coming to my house. I don't have to go to the store. Somewhat, you know, the Stitch Fix has matched me because they know what I like because I've told them. They've given me, like, they've sent 5 curated pieces that I absolutely love. Bill, if you saw my outfit right now, the amount of compliments I'm getting on my very beautiful fuchsia blazer, I mean, it's insane.
Wow. Now, how often is Stitch Fix, you know, sending you these 5 choices, these options?
Well, it's no subscription required, so it's when you want it.
Oh, okay. So you just say, hey, send me your next ideas. We're in the month of May. We're coming in the month of May. What do you suggest, right?
Yeah,
that kind of thing?
Pretty much. You go in and you pick out your... So first they'll ask you, like, they'll show you pictures of certain outfits and you let them know if you like the outfits or not. And then based off your picks, they will send you those 5 curated pieces. And let me tell you, I've been doing Stitch Fix for a while, and there has never been an item that I didn't love.
Wow. So they make it hard to send it back as they're sending these ideas that are specifically aligned with the information you gave them. Because I guess as you set up your account, I mean, you're giving all the sizes and all this sort of thing so that, you know, what you get, you know, pretty much fits, you know, pretty nicely right out of the box.
Oh,
there,
it's
right?
Great. Yeah, and they work with data science. And remember also, let's say you don't like something. Shipping and returns are always free. So it comes with a return label. So you really, you know, you really can't lose in this situation. You can return it completely free to you.
You know, I got to try this out. You know,
Absolutely.
I mean, why not? I mean, it's, you know, it's so convenient to have this kind of information, this kind of, you know, one less thing to deal with, especially for me these days. I'm so tied down, you know, with this microphone. Between this and a TV camera, it's hard for me to get out these days. So to, you know, have somebody doing some styling for me, that's awesome.
Imagine somebody, you're getting your styling done and you're able to work. You don't have to worry about shopping for the new trends. They've done it pretty much for you and have sent it to you. Bill, okay. It is so great talking to you. We've got to do this again.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you so much for the time, Millie. Take care. Look forward to talking to you again. You take care. Millie Almodovar has been our guest with Stitch Fix and, you know, her great ideas on how to, you know, employ these practical and fashionable ideas. And as I said to her, I'm going to check this out. I mean, you know, I recommend that you you would check it out as well. Why not, you know, to have something sent to you already with you in mind. And look, if you don't like it, you can send it back. But, you know, she said and found out herself that it's pretty pretty inviting and needless to say, convenient in keeping you up to date and, you know, having one less thing to worry about. What a great idea. So Stitch Fix is where you want to go for more information. And again, our thanks to Millie Almodovar, the fashion and lifestyle expert. Listen to a little bit of music here from King and Country because we're using it as a tease because coming up next, we're going to be talking with, you know, focused on the families, Gary Schneeberger. We're going to talk about this movie, Unsung Hero, that's terrific. It's going to be coming out next week, I believe. Anyway, I'll have the specific date for you in just a moment. But what a great song and a great movie. And yes, this is for moms, but you're going to see the implication that it has for, you know, fathers and certainly for families. I'll let you listen to the rest of it right now as we go to break.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxalaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablets. Protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All in one delicious, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus chews.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Yeah! Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court. Thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZI to learn more.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Gary Schneeberger from Focus on the Family is joining us. He's Focus's assistant to the president for media relations. That's a big title. Do you have a bigger, you know, card that you have to use in order to fit that title in?
No, primarily because my name is Schneeberger, so it's already big for that.
See, this is why you didn't make it to the pros in baseball, because the shirts weren't big enough to handle your name, right?
Oh, for sure. That never would have made it on the back of my jersey, ever.
Just kidding. Of course. Hey, I'm so glad you're on so that we can talk about, we gave a little tease going into this segment with you about King and Country, the unsung hero. And we're going to play more of the song at the end of our interview as well. What a powerful movie, huh? And story of Rebecca St. James and the family, and you know what they came about from, you know, losing everything. I mean, living large and down under, and everything was going great. And you know, David, the father's business goes under. You know, it's a, you know, kind of a rags to riches story, and they come to America with nothing. I mean, just a hope and a prayer, and, you know, thinking this is where God was, you know, bringing them to, and, you know, the local community, the church stepping up and helping them. And, you know, it's just an incredible, you know, story of redemption that we're able to hear. I'd never heard this story before, Gary. I think they've done a great job in presenting it.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, Bill, when you have a musical act like For King and Country, who writes about their personal experiences, you think you know everything about them, kind of, right? I watched the movie, I was like, oh, wow, I knew none of that stuff. So
exactly, that's the way I felt. Yeah,
and it's, you know, that's why Focus is so happy to be partnering with them on getting the word out about this film. And more importantly than getting the word out is getting out resources that we have that can help people who see this movie, because as you intimated, this movie really dives into issues that families face all the time. It just so happened the Small Bones faced almost all of them over the course of a couple of years. So
exactly.
Our job, and we are the capital T family ministry resource partner of the movie. And what we've done is we've created a site at FocusOnTheFamily.com in which we offer people who see it ways to navigate some of the thorny issues that crop up in the film.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of my favorite lines that came, you know, from it was a Mother Teresa quote about the importance of family, right? And, you know, and that's that is critical, you know, to understand that, you know, as she puts it, it's, you know, it is about it's about family, that if you want to change the world, go home and love your family.
Yeah, and that is a quote that Luke Smallbone, one of the two brothers who are who make up for King and Country, he says that all the time. I've been with Luke a couple of times, both at Focus and at NRB, and he every conversation he gets in with someone when he's talking about this film, that's what he says to encourage them, and that's what we've tried to do in the resources that we've built around the movie is to help people love their families, help them help spouses support each other in their dreams, help them be honest with their children, you know, help them be committed to doing whatever it takes as a family to get by. I mean, one of the great things about the movie is the family all goes to work, you know, cleaning houses and
cutting lawns
and cutting lawns. And every member of the family did that. To this day, Joel Smallbone is Luke Smallbone is a huge aficionado of riding mowers.
yeah, exactly. Yeah, he probably got tired of pushing them, you know, especially with some of those areas that where he had to cut up that tall grass. That'll wear you out and say, hey, next time I do this, I want to be sitting down.
Yeah,
absolutely. And making that work. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think you know, David's dad said something also about the family when he was talking to his son. He says, your family, they're not in the way, they are the way. And that was another powerful line from the movie that I took away.
Yeah, and Jim Daly, our president, just wrote a piece to go along with the resources that we're offering for the film on that very subject, where he says, family is the path as you're moving through difficult times. Family is the path. It's not the impediment. That's what Jim writes in this piece. That's the theme of the film. That's the theme of what the Smallbones certainly lived out, what they continue to live out. And that's the theme of what I hope and I think. I mean, Focus on the Family has been in the business of offering that message to families for almost 50 years now.
From its very beginning, it's right. Grassroots. It was its establishment brick, you might say, on which the ministry was built on. And, you know, we've seen it. And of course, it's been greatly expanded now over the years, you know, with the technology and the staff that has been able to be developed there at Ground Central there in Colorado Springs. But what a blessing of resources and that are available for people, because, you know, God sanctified the family. And, you know, when you really pause and think about this, Gary, you know, this was sanctified by God. This is part of God's original plan, was the family, for us to be able to support one another. That God knew that there was going to be, you know, war here on earth, and that the family is our first line of defense, right? And so if we honor and protect that, we're in a sense, we're co-laboring with God to that purpose. And when we're true to his purpose, it'll go mo better, I would say, right?
Yes. For sure, that is, and that plays out in the film, as you know, having seen it. And folks, if you haven't seen it yet, I think Bill said at the top of the show here, it opens April 26th everywhere. And I don't want to give away anything in the movie, Bill, but I know this scene probably, I'm not going to say exactly what it was, probably moved you as well as it moved me, and that is the Smallbones have a very unique and powerful way to ensure that they pray together as a family on important issues that the family faces. And it's the kind of thing, folks, watch the movie, pay attention to that, because you'll want to, I know my family has adopted what they've done. So I don't want to give it away. Go see the movie on April 26th to see it, but it truly is powerful, and it does help you as you march through some of these stones in the road as you're going through life.
Exactly. Not only prayer, but praise. Yeah, you know, they say, and it's just amazing, you know, in the way it's depicted in this movie. And it must, you know, here's the dad probably, when, you know, you feel a little bit like, experience might have been a little bit like when Abraham took Isaac to the top of the mountain and wondering, okay, what am I going to do? You know, I'm told this, I need to sacrifice my son. I tell my son, you know, out of faith that God will provide the sacrifice, because my son says, hey, you know, we got sticks, we got the fire, you know, where's the sacrifice? Oh, you know, not to worry, God will provide. And I believe that that ram was stuck in the thicket all along, and he just, you know, through the pain and, you know, in the conflict and the paradox that he was in the middle of, he just, you know, how do you, he just couldn't see it. And I think the same thing for David, and the same thing for us. You know, we get through these tough times, and we really are, we're so blinded to God's provision because we're focusing on the wrong things. And here, David has a very gifted daughter who becomes Rebecca St. James, and two sons that, you know, have harmonies, and, you know, they're blessed as well. So the talent has run deep in the Small Bones family. They're not small bones at all, are they?
No, no. In fact, this is the second week in a row, Bill. I'm actually reporting to you from the road. I'm in Nashville right now. The world premiere of the film is tonight in Nashville.
Oh, good,
so my wife
good.
And I are here so we can see the movie with all the folks here in Nashville and around the country who this is going to be their first chance to see it. So I'm excited about that.
Well, please tell them I said hi, okay? So as we wrap things up, I'm going to play, you know, from the movie, the theme track, Unsung Hero, which, you know, people are going to hear this. I think this is going to be the maybe the new iconic Mother's Day song, but it has Father's Day implication as well, right?
Oh, absolutely, and it's interesting. My wife and I, big fans of the band, we saw them at an event last summer, and when that song came on, when they played Unsung Hero, my wife walked over to her mom and put her arm around her mom, and it was a very, very sweet moment. And
you'll
hear, folks, when you hear the song, you'll hear why it was a sweet moment.
Let's go ahead and bring that up right now. Gary Schneeberger, thank you for being with us. We're going to listen to Unsung Hero on our way out. Go ahead.
Strong like your father, even when you were scared. When I was in trouble, you never left me there. And you love like your mother, like there's nothing to lose. You're an unsung hero, so I'll sing this song for you. Woke up, I was 21. I fell in love. Remember how I told you that I'd search the world and I found the girl, and oh, how she reminds me of you.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Honorary Forest.